He's weighing himself in as we speak.
This scale is broke. Cheater, didn't I tell you to fix this scale? And what you looking at with your ashy-ass lips?
Whatever, fat ass.
I love it!
Hey, yo! Shut the fuck up!
So now what do we do?
Where was that location at with the Don King skit?
The Don King?
Yeah, what was
that? Oh, that was New York. Actually, we shot that in Jersey City. That's what,
did you?
Yeah, Dave did his whole, you know, Dave Chappelle show was shot in New York, Jersey.
How fun was that?
It was pretty cool, man. Just watching Dave improvise. He always made me laugh a few times.
Yeah,
broke character.
That's what how much
when
training?
He called me the tyrannical teabagger.
That's right.
I wasn't expecting that.
Today we have the tyrannical teabagger himself on set, Mr. Kyle Grooms.
Give it up. I was like, what?
Oh, man, the gangster with the stigmatism. Oh,
yeah,
man, what a classic bit that was, man.
Thanks, man.
I'm so happy to have you here, man, really.
Thanks for having me, bro. Yeah. I appreciate it.
You're hungover from last night's BET Awards, I see.
Yeah, man. It was a good time.
How was it? I was looking at your IG stories, and you was backstage. You was on stage.
Yeah, it was
Cardi
work,
B,
man. I was the warm-up guy, man. So I had to come in and try to, like, get the crowd warmed up. For people who were way more famous than I was. You know what I mean? So,
those are your peers, though, man. So you opened up, kind of? You had to just warm up
the
crowd?
Yeah, just to get the crowd, let them know, turn off their phones, tell some jokes, just get them focused, get everybody on the same page while everyone's sitting down.
And, that's what's up. Do they air that, though? They record it, but do they air it?
Oh, they don't air my part at
all.
Nah. My part. No. Yeah, I come on before Khaled. Then Khaled comes, he hosts the show this year.
Right.
Yeah, so he comes on after.
All
right, I jump on a grenade for the whole show.
Speaking of grenades, how many shootouts were there last night?
Security was crazy, man. They didn't want to let me in the building.
No way.
Because I went and I check out, was at the talent tent. I was like, yes, I'm talent. And they were like, what? One guy, he was like some young kid. He was like, I don't think you're on my list. He didn't even look at the list. He was just like, nah, I don't. And then they tried to give me a production pass. And they were like, here, they just gave me a production pass on the way in. That's another kid was like, do you need a walkie-talkie or a headphone? I'm like, I'm not production. I'm talent. I'm here to perform. They're like, nah.
That's what's up. Who's out there? What's the CEO of BT's name? The lady, the light-skinned lady. What's her name again?
Now? Oh, yeah, man. Now
Gloria?
Now that she just asked me, I totally forgot. And her name will probably be on my check.
Right.
This is awful. But I don't even think I saw her there last night.
She's lightened up a lot. Like, I seen her do some commercials for 50 Central, 50's mm-hmm. new show.
Oh, yeah. She used to be
She's
like
funny.
Little,
but, she, yeah, she used to be like kind of
a little stiff, a little tight. Yeah.
Well, I don't know the whole, you know, behind the scenes thing of the Boondocks, but that was one of my favorite shows.
Oh,
I
think, wow.
Yeah. But, it only lasted 3 seasons, under her reign. I remember they had that episode where they kind of made fun of her. Did you ever watch the Boondocks?
I didn't watch the Boondocks. I watched them, but, like, online, like, after the fact.
Oh, after the fact? Yeah, I was a big Boondocks fan, man. Well, that whole era of comedy was incredible. You had the Chappelle show you were on. Boondocks was on. Just a bunch of good, funny dudes, man. And you came up with a lot of the greats, man. Bill Burr, the great late Patrice O'Neal. You guys, you met all those. Those are all your peers.
Yeah. They were in New York City before I was, because I started here in Miami, but then I moved to New York in 2003. Uh-huh. And that's where I met. Well, I met Patrice and Bill before that, because they would all come here to perform at the Miami Improv.
Right.
And I would be the host, and, you know, then they would be like, oh, he's a cool dude. And we would just hang. So before I moved to New York, I already knew, like, Greg Giraldo. Actually, Patrice was opening for Dane Cook when I met him. You know, Tony Rock. It's like everybody used to come. David Alan Greer. Everybody used to come to the Improv.
Yeah, the
And I was a host. And I wasn't an annoying. Because some of these new hosts are just like, hey. And it's like annoying. But nah, it was just chill.
That's what's up.
And when I went to New York, you know, people were already looking out for me.
That's what's up, man. Speaking of Dane Cook, Elena, we have Elena Say your last name one more time for me, sweetie. She's like one of my good friends. I don't even know. She has one of those Zalakanafis last names. What is it? Elena what?
Elena Isengildina.
Elena Isengildina, a lovely actress who's going to be part of
our... How many syllables is that?
I know, right?
Let's count it. Isengildina.
511 letters, yeah.
Oh, okay. You're Russian. I guess you know it already. It's your...
Yeah. Right, right. But you're Russian, so in Russian, that must be like two syllables. Like,
yeah, it's like... But it also, like, melodic. It rhymes with my first name, so it's easy. Melodic. To kind of pronounce.
Yeah.
Your poor teachers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you were saying how much you love Dane Cook, right?
Yeah.
She was actually saying the opposite, but... No, big fan of stand-up, man. I'm obsessed with the whole culture for a long time. Yeah, Ralphie May just passed yesterday. He was another one that came up around the same time.
I actually used to live in the same building as Ralphie in L.A. Because I went to L.A. for 6 months before I went to New York just to see if L.A., the streets were paved in gold. And they weren't.
You tried out for the Comedy Store?
Yeah, I used to work the store. I worked all the clubs, like, you know, not as a regular, but on certain shows.
And Ralphie lived there?
Yeah, Ralphie lived there. He lived downstairs. And, who else was Joe Rogan would come around.
This was pre-Last Comic Standing or after?
Pre-Last Comic Standing. Yeah. This is all when we were still struggling.
Yeah.
You know, like, yeah.
Rogan's great, man. And, I fucking love Rogan.
Yeah, Joe Rogan would come by. Who else... Yeah.
Just a bunch of them. No, you name it. You name it.
Jay Moore at the time.
Yeah. I was hanging out with somebody, a friend of mine. She's good friends with Pauly Shore, who runs the comedy store, Mitzi Shore and all that. She didn't know what the fuck it was. She thought the comedy store was like a souvenir shop.
For
like whoopee cushions and shit.
And gag so you could get fake vomit. And, right. Yeah,
whistles and shit. I couldn't believe, but she's good friends with Pauly Shore, and she told him that, and he was like, "Couldn't believe it."
Oh wow,
I couldn't believe it.
How long has she been friends with him?
For a while, with some other stuff, you know. But it was so hilarious to me because so many of the greats came out of there. I mean, you name it. Jerry Seinfeld went out there to try to get on there. Mitzi Shore didn't like him, didn't like his attitude. You name it, though. Leno. You know, so but you went out there for Def Comedy Jam too, right? That you were doing like a
we did tape Def Jam in L.A.
Yeah,
but I had only been doing comedy 2 years when I taped Def Jam.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
man, you was a vet even back then.
Yeah, well, I wasn't a vet. I was just new and had a good 10 minutes.
Sometimes that's all you need. Yeah. Sometimes you just need a good 4 minutes. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It's just enough TV time.
You remember your first good joke, like on Def Jam?
Which one was it? It was about how they used to treat black people in TV and how the color purple, Oprah Winfrey, you told Harpo to beat me and all that. You know, who that saved me when I say who that saved me? It was just about black caricatures and how.
Yeah.
You know, black people have been portrayed on TV for years.
Yeah, definitely. That was a good time.
Yeah, that killed them. Yeah.
Nice.
Had a lot of energy back then.
But then you went out to New York, and I remember, I think it was you who said your first paid gig was from Marvin Dixon.
Well, Marvin here in Miami.
Right,
he's from Miami. Because I started here at Studio 183 in the hood, and like he was the first person to give me stage time, even though the studio was like performing for, it was like the Apollo times 10 because it's Miami and this party is, you had everything. You had professional football players to dope boys, strippers, and you had like working class.
What they were doing? Going up there doing bits?
No.
Is that where you got your cocaine bit from? Your white dog cocaine? Cocaine!
Oh, wow. You know, my.
Of course, man.
Yeah.
That was a funny bit.
Gee, it was just a hard room to come up in. Miami's just a hard place to start anything just because everybody. It's good at things and just, I don't know, it's weird.
It is weird. Mine and it's not really...
They're hard on people.
Right. The Coconut Grove Improv was a good little environment, though. I don't know why they shut it down. I don't know if it was because of business reasons, but it was probably one of the better spots. And I think when they changed the laws in Coconut Grove as far as
that's
drinking,
what happened. The Grove changed. They chased people out. Mm-hmm. They changed the drinking laws. So, you know, who wants to stop at 2?
Right, exactly.
You know, you're just starting at 2. And I remember... Shows would end at 3 and at the Improv some nights when it go late. Especially like Carlos Mencia was there or something.
I went to go see Carlos Mencia.
Yeah.
It was pretty
good.
Yeah,
it's just a Grove died. But they're going to open a new Improv in Doral now.
Are they?
Yeah, actually, I think the marquee's there already.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Who's running it? Do you know?
The same. It's the same company, the same people. Because the one in Fort Lauderdale closed.
Did it too?
Yeah. What? They're building a guitar-shaped hotel at the Hard Rock.
How many more guitar-shaped things? I'm surprised they don't have guitar-shaped dildos in the fucking shop.
It's fucking ridiculous, man.
Yeah, I mean, there's like 50 pawn shops around that one vicinity of the hotel.
Oh, yeah.
And pawn shops and cigar shops.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, because I think that area is kind of like very methy.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
It's like a little methy area.
You know what's worse, though, is Mikasuki. The one in the...
Oh, down there, yeah.
They have Sharps needle containers, like sharp containers in the bathrooms.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Wow. Word to
God. Word to God. That's crazy. How crazy is that?
Mm. Yeah.
Right?
In the bathroom.
Imagine performing in that
show. Sell blunt wraps too and
everything. They should have a rehab center there too.
Yeah.
It's fucking crazy, man. All right, so Marvin Dixon, he's another Miami native.
Yeah, Marvin was the dude when I came up. Like I learned a lot watching Marvin, just being like he's a dude. He doesn't care if President Trump is in the audience. He'll still make fun of he takes control of the crowd, you know.
Yeah.
Yes, I learned from Marvin. Yeah,
he's a funny guy.
Funny man. Dude.
He actually had a bit that Cat Williams kind of bit.
Oh, really?
Bit off of, yeah, kind of. I love Cat, but
are you sure? Oh, yeah, but I know.
No, it was.
He was there last night, Cat Williams.
He's great. No, he's a great guy. He has plenty of his own original material, but
yeah, the one
bit was when the song comes on. Cat Williams was "Every Day I'm Hustling." Mm-hmm. When that song comes on. Like, whatever you're doing, you have to stop and you just get in the mood.
Yeah, yeah.
But Marvin Dixon had that same bit with the Trick Daddy song.
Yeah.
So it was
all got that bit from J.B. Smooth.
Did they?
Yeah, that's J.B. Smooth. It's just something that comics do sometimes. That song right there, like, J.B. used to do a bit where he would play the song and he'd be like, Superman could fly to that song. And he'd lay on a bar stool and, like, it's like a,
J.B. Smooth DJ is great, Buster. Man.
Yeah, J.B. was, like, one of the first cast to do that, not to be spilling the beans, but
no, but you know,
I got to give credit to where credit, you know, is due.
Absolutely,
the game.
He's on Curb Your Enthusiasm's back, so
JB killing man.
Every time he's on a late night show, I always got to watch.
Yeah,
he's always the last time I saw him was on I think Seth Meyers. That he's like, you know, a word I don't, it's not used a lot, morsels.
Morsels.
I want a morsel of it's just the things that he thinks about and the way he puts it. And of course, his cadence is just legendary to me. Mm-hmm. A very underrated comic, just like you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Think so, Davey's underrated? I think people
Well, now, because he's on Curb, you know.
Oh, yeah.
What's up? Richard Lewis was underrated until Curb, too, you know.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
So it's not until
a lot of people underrated until they get
on HBO and shit.
Get something, then it's like, we always know
Oh, yeah, of course. And then
we
people start, you know what I mean? Yeah, like
that's probably when it gets weird for celebrities, though. Like, you know, you weren't shit your whole career, no one cared. They wouldn't let you in a show that you were supposed to be in. And then the next year, everyone's like, we love you. And you're like, what? Nah.
That's why they have a bitter, or it seems like they're bitter and prickly. But it's not. It's because they've been struggling for 20 years.
Yeah, it's like, forever. Now you love me? Come on.
Right, exactly.
I could get weird, I'm sure.
Oh, man. Like Louis C.K. is like one of my top five.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, definitely.
Struggled. He was a comics comic, you know, but struggled a long time. And now that he's, you know, making millions off of movies and Disney movies, you know, he doesn't.
And his own hustle, just putting his shit up on. Selling his online, like what?
Yeah, it's fucking great. Like, you know, people know him now, and he's but he's still the same guy.
Yeah,
you know, Bill Burr was also saying something about like being at the Cellar, at the Comedy Cellar in New York.
Mm-hmm.
One of those days that he was already 10 years in plus, and one of those nights that he just was at the bar after his set, just thinking like, how much longer am I gonna do this shit?
Yeah,
because it's fucking, it's tedious. It's tedious.
Yeah, it is. You especially like you have ups and downs, or especially if you don't hit big. Even if you hit big immediately, then there's lulls. It's crazy, man. You're like in and out. Yeah, I always say I'm still trying to stay in show business.
Yeah.
Like Patrice said, you get on the ride, then once you get off the ride, and it's like, okay, you got to get back in line again.
Pretty much.
It's better than working a day job for me. You know, it's just, as long as I can pay my bills, I'm okay.
Yeah. When was the last day job you had?
Univision. I used to work at Univision.
Oh, right, you were a graphic designer.
Yeah.
That's what's up. Actually, that's a nice studio. I was there the other day. like or a couple months ago. That's a really nice fucking.
Oh yeah, well, Univision been doing well for years, you know.
But you speak Spanish? I know you did this Puerto Rican bit.
You work at Univision without speaking Spanish?
Nah, everything is done in English, but I didn't speak Spanish. But you can understand. Like I did news graphics. All I have to know is lunes, martes, miércoles, you know what I mean? Este viernes, you know, sábado.
Kyle, pass me that pen in Spanish. He's like Googling.
But everyone speaks English. Everybody speaks English, yeah.
Yeah, you know? That's what's up, man. Working a day job, I mean, most of us are still going through it, you know. Elena has to go to work after this, man. You know, but it's something that we love. It's the craft. Mm, it's for the passion. It's like something that we can't stop doing. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and that's what I say, because when I was working at Univision, I would leave there. You know, you work the whole day, you're tired, but then I would freshen up in a car wash bathroom like a prostitute, and then go to the improv. Right. And, you know, you get energy for what you do. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, my car's getting washed, and I'm in the bathroom.
Yeah, that's how it is, man.
That's what art. That's what you do for your art, man.
That's right. So that's what it is, man. IG story you had with Cardi, that you was on stage when she was performing, that shit looked pretty dope, man. I have mixed feelings about Cardi.
I wasn't supposed to broadcast that. You know.
Right?
You
no, know, of yeah, course.
The
of course.
Show doesn't air till Tuesday.
Tuesday or Sunday? I thought it was Sunday.
Tuesday. I don't know. What's the...
Sunday, 8 o'clock.
Oh, Sunday, is it? Oh, it's Sunday, 8 o'clock. Oh,
yeah,
shit.
They're pretty fast about that. Yeah. Cardi. Cardi is mixed for me because, on the one hand, I really like that she's blowing up and she has a cool little track and whatever. I'm glad she made it. But on the other hand, she is on the same record pedestal as Lauryn Hill. And to me, that bothers me, kind of. She's the first female since Lauryn Hill to reach number one on the Billboards. Mm. And to me, man, how fucking opposite end of the spectrum is that fucking fact?
Hey, finances, if you could generate money, they put Kermit the Frog on the same level. You know what I mean? But there's one thing about her story. It is the American dream. I said that last night on stage while she was there. I was like, Cardi B, you are the American dream to just come from doing nothing. You know what I mean? Just something so simple.
Yeah.
And to be where you are, and you know, now that one song is hard, man. You could feel, you could feel it in her.
Right. Oh,
her
you could
angst,
definitely feel it.
Her, you know, everything. I could see why women are like
right.
around every Instagram girls are rapping that song. You could feel it for what she's saying. They're like, okay.
Yeah, definitely.
And people, the same story. People who probably be like, she's this and that. Now this year, Queen Cardi. It's like,
yeah, Cardi for the culture type of shit. Yeah, I can't hate on it, but at the same time, it's part of that men and women battle. You know what I mean? Like, someone had a bit about if the war on sexes is over with the day that a stripper pole was like became an exercise. You know what I mean? And it's true, man. Like, she goes around saying how she loves how Offset, who I think she's dating, calls her bitch, and she likes that shit, you know? And it's kind of, you know, on the one hand, you got to evolve with the culture, but on the other hand, it's like, if that's the direction that the bad bitch culture is going, I do not want to have a daughter.
Yeah, I will have two now, so I have to sit this one out. But no, but you know, at a certain age, you like a certain energy, and you'll accept a certain energy. I think at a certain age, like you like aggressive, and you like grimy. You like, you know, we gravitate towards shit that's not what our parents told us to do. Or whatever. Oh, you know?
This is on the fucking extreme.
It's like it's
of
just
that.
More fun and more, you know,
more ratchet and just, you know,
like hey, threesomes.
I mean, right? Yeah, yay like, for blah, men, blah, blah, but.
You know, but then at the end of the day, like, I don't even know if it's yay for men, because then when you're really looking for something, now it's like, damn, my chick
has
been threesomed out.
On tape.
I like that you're a freak, but how freaky? Like, you know, can I go to work now?
Yeah. No wonder
at home. Yeah, it's like,
no wonder the birth was so easy.
Never, you know what I mean? never check the vag facts. Never.
The car facts, yeah. I got this video that I saw the other day that's hilarious. I'm going to show it to you. It's,
it's not you going to play that one again?
No. It's this one. Abuela reading the lyrics to Bodak Yellow.
Yo sé que está oscura aquí también. Pero mira qué linda, una chica dominicana, de origen dominicano. Y dice la canción que ella se ha ganado. Letras. Say, little bitch, you can't fuck with me. Mire, ¿qué letra?
¿Qué
belleza? Say, little bitch, you can't fuck with me. If you want to, this expensive, this is red buttons, this is bloody shoes. Es decir, eso mismo.
She is appalled. She couldn't be more fucking appalled at that whole shit. That is hilarious.
But that's, she kind of have flow. That's pretty dope. Cardi B is 60 years.
That's hilarious. Yeah, man. But she killed it, though. How was it? Who had the standout performance yesterday?
I think Luke's speech at the end and the tribute. They did a tribute to Luke being, you know, Miami. Because Luke said something about what he's done for the culture and just moving it forward and partying. He's never gotten any.
Yeah.
Any look at Chico. Props ever. Yeah.
Chico loves that. You can tell Chico's like a dirty day Chico for real. You can tell he's probably never even left the state of Florida type of shit.
Nah,
yeah.
But I come back.
305. But it was at 305 was represented real heavy last night.
That's dope because they don't get a lot of the props. Luke.
Yeah.
He was like the Suge Knight, the Puff Daddy.
Yeah, course, that's what he was saying. He was saying when he would take his records up to records, and when he went to New York, he named a few DJs that wouldn't fuck with him because they said it wasn't hip hop.
Right.
They would like push him off the stage, and you know, and I get that because I grew up in Jersey, so when I came to Miami, I was all I'm in that booty music all that. That's what he said. I ain't fuck with that booty music.
Right.
But one day, I think I was at Strawberries, Luke's Crab, and I was on a girl's ass, and I was like, oh, I get it. I'm having a revelation right now. And I was like, yeah.
I was a teenager, man, in house parties. Wow, we were like 12 or 13 years old.
Yeah.
Talking about hydraulics,
stars. Yeah. Stop. Yeah, it's like, that song was on. That's an undeniable song, though, that doom, doom, doom. Dude, that's when I think that song broke hard in New York too.
Yeah, everywhere. He said he sold more records in New York than he did in Miami.
Yeah.
Did they mention anything about the guy who died from Two Live Crew, Yellow Man?
Yeah.
Did they mention him at all?
Yeah, they did. They showed him when they were rapping. I think Flo Rida came and did his part.
Okay.
There's a song he do that. Yeah, yeah.
All right, cool. Yeah, well, yeah.
When he
died last year, I was like, not even a peep. No, he died this year.
He died this year. He died recently, not too.
Yeah, I have a interview with Brother Marquise somewhere in my hard drive, and I see him here around all the time. He's riding around bike.
Comedy. Some guy came and told
me. He wants to do whatever he can. He is broke. Like, that dude, I feel bad for him, man. He rides around on a bike around here. You'll see him at the local car wash. He's not doing too good, man. I don't know what happened, but I don't know how cool he is with Luke, but I don't know, man. I feel bad for the dude, man. But good. At least they were repping 305. I guess Rick Ross came out,
and did his little Ross, fucking. Yeah, Rick Ross, Khaled. Even Khaled's son came out.
Oh, right, yeah. They need to put that kid to sleep already. Like,
yeah,
he shouldn't be out at a club popping bottles at 8 p.m. Come on.
Cute kid, though, man. She was hilarious, though, man.
Yeah, he seems like a cute kid.
Oh, Trick Daddy. Yeah, Trina came out.
Trina's still looking good.
Yeah, Trina's still looking good.
Yeah, that's what's up. Who did you get excited seeing?
Actually, Blac Chyna looked. I'm not into all that extra, but she glows in person. Like, you're like, oh, look at that. I'm still not, into her, but I'm just like,
She's just visually attractive.
Yeah, just like, I was mesmerized. Like, hey, she's glowing.
Alina, what do you think about Blac Chyna?
Outfit.
Talking to Mike. Exactly. You don't think nothing about her?
And it's not even like I'm sexy. Like, I was just like, oh, I want to fuck her. But it's just like, oh.
Right. All right, so you, she's all right to look at.
How long did you look at her before you were like, I'm looking at her too long?
Right.
When she's looked back at me. No,
they had that slut walk with Amber Rose where 21 Savage was holding up a sign that says, I'm a hoe too.
Yeah.
Did you see that shit?
Yeah.
That was fucking hilarious.
21.
I got $1, $2, $3, $4 in my bank account.
Niggas ready to gun you down.
Yeah, man, that shit was funny. No, it looked like a star-studded event. They had a green carpet instead of a red carpet, right? Yeah, did you go on?
I came in through the back, man.
Damn!
Yeah, man, they made me serve drinks before.
They made you serve muscles.
They don't know me yet.
morsels.
They had you serving morsels and shit.
Or morsels, yeah.
What's that? Damn, man. Yeah, they had a green carpet, I guess because Sprite sponsored the whole thing.
Oh, well, yeah.
Yeah, there was a bunch of Sprite everywhere. Mm-hmm. And motherfuckers were putting lean in it, I'm sure. That's probably why. That's exactly why.
I was actually expecting more, like, weed smoke blowing. But it was a real professional event. And it has so much security, bro. I guess because of everything that's been happening.
Yeah.
And it's hip-hop. And it's Miami Beach. Mm-hmm. So it's like every person had their own security guard that came in the building. It was like, you know, it was just that tight. Like every step you saw someone checking a pass. Or, yeah.
What's your credentials type of shit? Yeah. Let me see your bling. Is that real? Is that not? I wish they had a jewelry checker. Yeah. Security for jewelry, goddammit.
See which is real or fake.
Most of that shit fucking falls off. Brand. You know what I mean?
There was a dude on Instagram calling people out for fake jewelry.
Oh,
I'm super happy when that happens, but
I don't know what I do. This is the only chain I've worn in ever, like 20 years.
It's a pyramid. What is it? It's a three pyramid. What is that? Some Illuminati shit?
It's an eleglyph. It's an eleglyph.
Eleglyph. What's that about?
Some you know, Illuminati type.
Is
shit.
It?
I can't talk about it. None of this. I might be in danger. I might put us all in danger.
All right. Yeah. All right. Well, in that case, I mean, I like the danger, but fuck it.
No, actually, I did this year. I did the grand opening for the International Church of Cannabis.
Word?
And they're
that's a thing?
Yeah, International Church of Cannabis, and their religion is elevationism. And this is their symbol. It's
that's what's
up.
Glyph. You know what I mean? Is Snoop Dogg their pope?
Grand wizard. He's the but I just liked it, and this is,
Wiz Khalifa is a priest and shit? A bishop? Cardinal?
For real. Cheech, was from Cheech and Chong.
You're a big weed smoker?
I don't know if I'm a big weed smoker, but I smoke it every day if I can get it.
That's pretty big.
I smoke it, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
You know? But yeah, I like weed.
All right, good. We're going to get some later.
I started smoking when I was like in my 30s. Like in high school, I didn't really smoke. Yeah. Well, I would smoke once in a while. I used to like smoking with girls. Like me and a girl get together, smoke a little.
You know what I mean?
But sometimes I would just leave it in my closet. It would sit there for months until
It grows a new weed, a new branch. Yeah, I mean, we can't. I mean, some of us have jobs and shit, so we can't. I could say I smoke. I smoke all the, not all the time, but every now and then, among other things. But yeah. You're not in that position, right? You don't smoke anyways, Elena. Do you?
Sometimes, not like on the regular.
What's are you a big like on choice and flavor or whatever is around you, just social?
Pills.
That's what's up.
You have to,
And if you go to Cali, you have to smoke out there, kind of. Or Amsterdam, right?
Oh, well, Colorado, yeah.
Colorado, all right.
Oh, yeah, San Francisco, absolutely, when we were there. Mm-hmm. It's like everywhere.
They smoke a lot of things over there, right?
Yeah.
In San Francisco? That's what's up.
Yeah. The type of weed is the one that, like, hypes you up rather than puts you...
The sativa? I don't know. I don't know the fucking terms. It's a sativa. It's a teeva.
Indigo.
Right.
It gets me very creative because I'm visual.
Yeah.
So like I can like think of a script in my head in like an hour.
But do you write it or do you just eat Cheetos? Or something?
I am working on my first short. Yeah. I actually just finished writing one.
Did you?
What's it about?
Yeah. Talk to the mic. Talk to the mic.
Okay.
Yeah. What's your script about, Elena?
It's just like an everyday thing. It's like a breakup. So, but for me, it's about like letting go.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we chose the subject as a breakup, but it could be like letting go of, you know, hatred towards somebody or like I've worked hard to
let it go. I look for it all the time.
I recently watched this movie called A Ghost Story with Casey Affleck and Rooney Mara. It's like an indie film that became really
Oh, did it? It became big? Kind of just like Casey Affleck. He was a ghost story until fucking Manchester by the Sea.
Yeah. But yeah, like basically, like the big subject of that film is about letting go. So it's like it was
nice. Really, you planning to shoot it or develop it soon?
Yeah. Within the next 2 months, we're going to be shooting.
That's what's up. Yeah. We actually saw a clip of Manchester by the Sea. Remember? In class last Tuesday? Yeah. The girl, Michelle Williams, is in it. The blonde chick.
Yes, from Dawson's is. Creek.
So apparently she loves roles near the water. You know, Dawson's Creek, Manchester by the Sea.
She just does it.
By the
Matthew McConaughey is shooting a movie here.
Is he?
Did you audition for that?
Yeah. No. Because,
What's that movie about?
For a hooker. I know that. Because they're casting for... There was a bunch of local roles. I just remember Hooker was one.
Right.
Yeah, they have like very generic types.
Yeah. Robber. Mm-hmm. Audition for a robber and a lawyer. Probably so they don't seem racist. But
the majority of my friends like
Rick. Hookers?
Yeah.
Oh.
But yeah, if you're talking about that.
They're very method.
Yeah.
That's what's up.
You know it.
I'm number one there. I'm number one on Backpage.
Or if you want to try it out too.
Wait, who says I haven't already? This fucking business is all about that shit. You gotta hooker yourself out pretty much. Right? You go to Hollywood. Hollywood seems just like a shit show. Like, you look at this shit with Weinstein. This shit is crazy with this fucking guy.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, we all know it happens, but that guy sounds like he's the next fucking Bill Cosby type of shit. He asked some girl to Ashley Judd to watch him shower.
Oh wow!
Like, what is it with these fucking weird fetishes?
Get money and get freaky.
Right. For Halloween, I'm gonna go as a Bill Cosby mask, but cut out like half. So Dr. Huxtable and Mr. Hyde.
Oh, that's funny.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, man. Do you know? What do you think about that Bill Cosby stuff? I mean, I know it's old already, but you feel bad about it.
I wasn't there, so I don't know. I'm kidding. I just think it was that time, man. In the 70s, people didn't even know cocaine was addictive. So it wasn't even like a crime in your mind to do that at the time. You know what I mean?
Well, neither was like segregation. Segregation was kind of not a crime for a while.
Yeah,
it
was wrong, definitely, right. But culturally, you hang out, little Spanish fly.
He had that bit, Spanish fly bit. It sounds creepy now, but.
Yeah, girls that hang up. Bill Cosby was a major, he was like the Puff Daddy of that era, you know, and you hanging out with him, sure, girl.
Yeah, I remember.
But you have no right to drug a woman, that's corny to me. I'm not a.
Yeah,
I want a girl to know what's going on.
Yeah,
maybe
I don't want her to
come
be
back
asleep.
Next time.
Yeah,
but
exactly.
I guess he just had a thing for having sex with drugged out women. I don't know, but
there was every time I see these stories, because I think I'm a freak. I'm very reserved when it comes to just everyday life, but when I get comfortable with a girl, oh my god! Mm. But when these guys come out with their shit, I'm like, man, I must be normal because this is. Well, this is ridiculous.
I thought I'm pretty normal. I'm not into a lot of extra shit.
What's the most extra shit you do? I mean, fucking in public is one of the things I.
Oh yeah, I fuck in public.
Right.
I'm fucking right now.
Extra shit. I tried a threesome once or twice, but it wasn't. It just gets confusing. I manage two partners.
Right.
I had one once where I didn't know the rules. I got too gorilla,
how?
Because it was two girls. One girl was totally into it, and then one girl was kind of like just going on with it. But instead of just like kind of bringing the one that was not into it more into like making her
comfortable,
I was just like both of you. And then I was like, oh, no. I'm gonna leave.
You start feeling real Huxtable-ish right there.
I was just too, I got too animal. Too quick. Too quick.
That's funny. You know what? That reminds me of the first time that I met you back in 2009.
Mm-hmm. Oh, damn.
Yeah, dude.
Mm.
And it's weird that a threesome reminds me of that, but let me explain.
please explain.
No, let me explain. Let me finish real quick. It was at some basement comedy spot. It wasn't the Cellar though, and there was you were hosting. You do a lot of hosting. You were hosting
in New York.
Yeah, in New York, and I was there on a date, and we left a little early because the date was going horribly right. But I left my umbrella downstairs, and you brought up my umbrella. You ran up, and I'm like, hey, dude, you left your big umbrella
here. Oh, word, damn, I'm a nice guy.
You are a nice guy, right?
I did that bullshit.
Either that or the show really sucked. I don't remember. I remember it being good.
He was taking your umbrella, and then you caught him in the middle of it.
Right, exactly.
Hey, hey, hey!
Right? Yeah, and I was like, man, I know you from VH1, because you did the, you was a panelist or something, right? Best Week Ever.
Yeah,
one of the Talking Heads.
I love the 80s.
I love the 80s, yeah. Man, you were so funny. That's where I remembered you from.
Yeah.
And I was like, man, thanks a lot, dude. And I remember that because I got Roadhead that same night. And then I fell asleep at a stoplight at like 4 o'clock in the morning. I wake up to a knock, a cop knocking on my window. I had my foot on the brake type of shit.
Holy shit.
God knows how long I was there. And it was a paddy wagon full of NYPD. And they were like, they asked me, what day is it? And I said it quick. I wasn't drunk. I was just kind of sleepy. And they told me to pull over. But yeah, that was the day that we met, man. It was a memorable night.
Wow,
could you believe the girl got mad at me for like drinking a little bit and driving? Meanwhile, she's giving me roadhead.
Fuck? Is this gonna tear my judgment more? Getting roadhead in New York ain't easy either.
Hell no.
A lot of lights and brakes and bridges and shit.
That's hilarious. But yeah, man, who else is good? There was some dude there who was like the black Seth Rogen. I remember. I forgot who he was, but he had on like a. He sounded exactly like Seth Rogen, but you host a lot of shows. You're hosting one now on Fire and Ice, right?
The beach? Once a month from Fire and Ice on the beach.
How's that going?
It's been going well. Irma took away our September show, we coming back October 25th.
Okay.
With another one, and I'll bring comics. And I could, you know, this one, A.G. White, is a comic from New York who's coming in. But, yeah, we've had a few people, some good comics come through here.
Who's your favorite right now in Miami?
In Miami, me, motherfucker.
Of course.
Miami's, let me see who's in Miami. Eric Myers is back in town. He's been killing.
Yeah.
I don't know if you know him. He went to LA and now he's back. Ah, he's a beast.
He's from here?
Yeah, he's from here.
Okay.
But he came up after I left. After I left, a group of like comics came through here and they already went to LA or something. Yeah.
Yeah. That's what's up. Okay. And, Eric Myers.
Yeah, and he's one of them who's good.
I love how Jasmine Brown, she's on 50 Central. She was there last night, too, at the BT. Did you see her?
Yeah, I did.
I think she's from Miami, too.
Because
Filmgate, they kiss her ass and shit. They've been, like, kissing her ass on IG.
That's a weird-looking cast, man. I have to see the show.
Me, too. I haven't seen it yet.
This is a funny-looking cast.
She's beautiful, and she's super funny. Mm. Even before the 50 Central stuff, I was loving her IG videos. It'd be hilarious. Like, just her passion. She's fucking fearless.
Yeah.
So I'm really happy that she's on there. And, like, she's, you know, she's lit. She's pretty much lit after this, you know. So, Jasmine, what's up? If you're listening, probably not. But I'm going to hashtag the shit out of this with her name. But, she's great. Who else from Miami? This not really. We were talking about this blind dude. I don't know if you seen him around. He hangs out with the people.
He's funny, man.
He has a good little first half.
He's funny.
Yeah.
He's funny, man. He's got some clever shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I saw him
the
other night. Because I do open mics here. Because that's all there is to get on stage. So, they do a few bar shows in Miami. So.
Yeah. He's like, one like my favorite right now as far as that little group that they hang out.
Oh, yeah. He's got some real clever shit. You know Chris and all, Chris Cilio and, that group.
Yeah, I try to invite him over here, but, you know, I was sending him text messages. Then I realized I got to send him fucking voicemails and shit, but...
but he gets text. Like, he could send him a text. He's got voice. Yeah, you could send him text through Facebook and everything.
Okay.
Facebook inbox. Yeah,
or maybe he's just fucking too cool for the show.
Yeah, maybe he's just ignoring you. Right. Bro. Maybe he's too big for your shit.
Yeah, baby.
I can't see that nigga, man.
Nah, fucking funny guy. I saw this video of Dick Gregory. We're going to talk about, the good legends as well as Bill Cosby's. You know, he's obviously tarnished, but Dick Gregory, you seen this shit? Do you have no roast?
Civil rights activist and nutritionist who allowed me to Dick Gregory.
Remember Dick Gregory from The Hot Chick that he played the bathroom attendant? He didn't even have a line, but he was so funny with his reaction. Yeah, you probably heard.
The first day we praise God, we all here.
Me, man.
Thank you. Temple, let me just say to you, not only do I owe you a lot of thanks for daring bring a black comic in when no one was using him, but I owe you a lot of credit for my 10 black children. Because you see, before I made it big, I never read nothing but Jet and Ebony magazine. And after I started making some money, I started reading Playboy. And you know, white folk write different. You know, I'm reading that the typical American family, I didn't know they meant white, have 2.5 babies per family. So I said to my wife, look here, racism is a myth. White folks can find out how to have a half a baby. Let's go for it, baby. And every time she have a baby, whole ones kept coming out. And I had 10 black children before I realized that's just the way y'all talk. I hear people talk about what a great nation this is today. Like something happened a couple of weeks ago and we just got great. Fear and God do not occupy the same space. Understand that. Black and whites, we do have different values. White folks say, America's a great nation. You wave a flag saying, God bless America. Black folks, we know this is a great nation. Michael Jackson proved that. Where else could a poor black boy be born in utter poverty in Gary, Indiana, and end up being a rich white man? Only in America. Hefner, when I met you, you had a courage when no one was bringing in blacks and minorities and let you stand flat-footed in America and just talk. You brought me in. You didn't give me no lecture. You came to a black nightclub in Chicago and saw me. And the next thing, someone said, Hef, I want you to work the Playboy Club. You gave me no instructions. I was there. And I come here tonight to say, not to roast you, because had you not had the guts you had back then, we black comics that the world have been able to look at and understand our genius, we would be in some pot now roasting in debt and wondering when we're going to make it. So I say, I love you. We thank you. God bless you, my brother, in America.
Made me feel all fluttery inside.
Two greats, man. I had to do it this year that we lost both of them, you know. They lived their lives, man. They did what they had to do. They made their life count, bro.
Yeah, Dick be dropping knowledge, man. That's, you know, he inspires me. Like I think comedy, you should say something a little bit. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, man. Comedy, for some reason, my favorite people to talk to, because like comics they're brutally honest. That's one of the major factors that you need to be a comic. You just gotta say shit, you know, no matter if it's the wrong time. I mean, it's never a wrong time for a good joke. If you could alleviate some of the pain that's going on, you know, with a little joke, with something clever, do it, you know.
Yeah, let's hope we could keep it like that. Now people, you have to worry about people's feelings.
The PC.
Everybody's worrying about their own. Yeah.
Yeah. What do you think about that? It's bullshit.
It's bullshit. Complete bullshit. Like, especially if you're doing stand up, then don't. Like, people say kill yourself all the time. I had a brother that committed suicide, so I'm not going to be like, you can't say that because I get hurt. It's like, you know.
I feel offended.
Yeah, I feel offended because we're getting too, yeah, man.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, bro, you can Chevy Chase and Richard Pryor did the nigger bit on Saturday Night Live. It was one of the funniest things we've seen on American television. But now they would never be able to do that.
No.
And you know, people would burn down the studio.
Right, exactly.
You know the bit I'm talking about?
I vaguely, but...
Oh, yeah, if you find it, it's...
Yeah, let me see what...
Richard Pryor and Dan Aykroyd. Dan Aykroyd plays a guy who's interviewing Richard, and they're doing word association. So he goes, hot, cold, red. Then he goes, spear chucker. Then he goes, what? Spear chucker. Then he goes, redneck. And they just start going back and forth with racial terms. And then he said, yeah, there is it is right
one?
There.
The Chevy Chase one?
Yeah.
All right. This is the interview or what the fuck? Oh, no.
Yeah, that's
I
want to
see the bit.
You want to create a stunning website.
Yeah. Now, you can't do that nowadays, man.
People are way too sensitive.
You can skip ad.
Pretty ready for this job. We got one more kind of psychological test we always do here. It's just a word association. I'll throw you out a few words. Anything that comes to your mind, just throw it back at me, okay? Just kind of an arbitrary thing. Like if I said dog, you'd say...
Tree.
Dog?
Tree.
Fast?
Slow.
Rain?
Snow.
White?
Black.
Bean?
Pod.
Negro?
Whitey.
Tar baby?
What'd you say?
Tar baby.
Au fait.
Colored.
Redneck.
Jungle bunny.
Speck of wood.
Burrhead.
Cracker.
Spear chucker.
White trash.
Jungle bunny.
Hunker.
Spade.
Hunker.
Nigger.
Dead hunker.
I think you're qualified for this job. How about a starting salary of $5,000?
Your mama.
$7,500 a year.
Your grandma.
$15,000, Mr. Wilson. You'll be the highest paid janitor in America. Just don't hurt me, please.
Okay. You want me to start now?
Oh, no. It's all right. I'll clean all this up. I'll take a couple of weeks off. You look tired.
Yeah, like even hearing it now, when you hear him say nigger, it's like, whoa.
Yeah.
Yeah, like you now it just feels weird. Before it was just we all laughed. It was like,
Yeah, man. You was on the Bad Boys of Comedy, too. That was another one of my favorites.
Yeah.
That was the Gangster with Astigmatism. I wear glasses, not because I'm smart. I just have bad vision. That one, that bit was great. You know who I also love there? Rasheed.
Oh, yeah, Rasheed. Yeah,
man,
yeah.
He died, too. I never got the full story.
Yeah, Rasheed Puppy Ain't No Snitch?
Yeah, that dude.
Ah, damn, bro. That's
Rasheed
sad.
Was a real dude. Like, he died maybe 10 years ago. Rasheed died a while ago.
Yeah.
And that was so unexpected because he's a slim dude, never knew of any medical problems, and he just died in his sleep.
What happened? They never
figured that
out?
No, I think he had either sugar... overdone is sugar, but what happened when you go into sugar?
Hypoglycemia?
Yeah, something like that. I don't know.
Really?
But yeah, he's just in his sleep.
Fuck, man.
Diabetic.
That guy was on the way up, man. That guy was hilarious.
Yeah, Rasheed was so real because he'll come in a room that was packed and just, he had such a deep voice. He was so centered and he would just be like, I ain't finna yell with you, motherfucker. You know? And he would draw the whole rowdy room would just start listening to him.
Right.
And you could tell he was real. Like, that's how you talk.
Yeah, he was a funny one, man.
Yeah, never got excited. He was just chill. Rasheed from Brooklyn.
Yeah. Did he come out there, though? Did he say what's up to y'all? Like, it's a Bad Boy thing. So I assume that he goes, checks out the comics.
Oh, you P. Diddy?
P. Diddy,
Oh, yeah, he was there. He was around most of the time. Like,
okay.
Yeah. He had security around, but he was there, yeah.
that was a good... What was your favorite special to do, yours?
For me, I guess my Comedy Central half hour was me doing my own thing, you know, for a half hour. I haven't put anything out since 2008, maybe. I got to get some new... Yeah, it's time for me to do a new something.
What are you doing there? I mean, Netflix has a whole bunch of shit that.
I'm building now. I just did a movie with Amy Schumer, in August. I mean, I'm in a part in it. I'm not like a dude.
Right, co-star, buddy
two
cop.
Line, yeah, yeah, two line. We're not like, hey, Kyle Groom's and Amy Schumer. It's like, yeah,
hey, it should.
But, yeah, but, you know.
What's the movie about?
Amy, it's called I Feel Pretty. Amy plays a girl who's average who gets knocked in the head. Now she thinks she's beautiful. Oh. So she lives her life with confidence.
Like a Shallow Hal type
of
thing.
Yeah, yeah, she lives her life with confidence. And now she's, but she's still a regular looking chick.
Who else is in it?
I know the model. What's that model? Ross.
Who she married? What football player is she married to?
She was in the Robin Thicke video.
Oh, okay.
Emrata, Emma Rothowski.
Emma
Rothowski or something like that.
Okay. Yeah, one of your.
No, she was in Gone Girl.
Was she? Oh, yeah. Oh, she's hot. The brunette.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. With the big. Yeah, you can say it. Just please say it because. With the big knockers, boy. She did good too. I thought she was a real actress. I didn't know she was like from model.
Yeah, she's a model. Yeah.
Yeah. That was actually one of Ben Affleck's better movies. But yeah, that's cool. Amy Schumer, man. She's getting. I don't know if. That movie is like kind of a personification of her life because she's getting big and she's still confident about her shit though. But she's getting like she doesn't give a fuck. Is she a lesbian now or what's up? Like, what do you think is going on there? She's been hanging with Madonna. She brought Madonna to the cellar the other night.
Oh yeah, I was there when she was there. Were you? That cellar was crazy that night.
Cellar's getting crazy every fucking day. Yeah, it's like always some new shit.
Jon Stewart was there. Aziz Ansari, Louis C.K.
They just pop Madonna, in for brunch.
Amy, they all just showed up. Lorel was there that night. I mean, Kyle Grooms was in the building. No, <I don't>
know. Kyle Grooms always in the building.
Yeah, it was just one of those nights. I mean, yeah.
That's what's up, man. She's still working on her material. I saw her last Netflix special. Yeah. It was kind of like poop jokes and shit, you know.
Yeah. Amy's funny.
She's super funny. And her book is incredible.
Yeah.
It's so open. It. Yeah, she talks about her abusive relationship and it's just really open. You know, I don't read. I fucking listen.
And I think, too, Amy's still a new... To me, she's like a newer comic. Like, she's under... Like, she's got 10 years now, but she's under 20 years in the game.
Yeah.
And then you get hot and you're busy. Mm-hmm. So your sophomore special may not be as good because you're not developing as much material. You're not living in the regular streets anymore, you know what I mean?
Yeah, so, yeah, true.
So comedy takes contemplation, true. And you go through ups and downs. Like you'll get it, and then you'll lose yourself. Then you gotta reach out and find some new shit. But yeah. She's still consistently funny. Like when I see her on stage, like people used to say Dane Cook wasn't funny because you see his specials. But then I would see Dane in a club smashing
kills.
I
love Dane. I love Dane.
But then you
Dane
see
so
a
much.
Special or you catch him. Like sometimes camera don't catch you all the time.
Yeah, no, that's true. That's true.
Your power, whatever you really saying. And
right.
You just don't have the set of your life sometimes on camera.
Yeah, and it must be hard. The Dane Cook and Madison Square Garden, that must be hard to entertain that many fucking people at once, right?
It's the sound system's good. Mm. And you got that many people, it actually helps because all you got to do is say it. Then half of them are laughing. You know, yeah. The room is, you know.
It sounds like a thunderous roar and shit.
Yeah,
but you got people fucking security checking badges and checking tickets. And you got people running to the bathroom. It just seems like I never been to one of those arena comedy places.
Yeah, but the way it is, like because they do concerts and stuff. A lot of those arenas, like the biggest I've done was 7,000 people.
Oh, wow.
The sound is so good. The place gets so intimate. It's quiet. You can talk like this,
right?
And know that everyone in the back room can hear you.
Nice.
So it's not as bad as being in a small club with a shitty sound system.
Yeah,
you
that's
know what
true.
I mean, or no feedback mics.
Right, right. That's true. Yeah, I guess I can see that.
No feedback monitors because I need a monitor in front of me.
In front of you to hear yourself.
You're just it's out there, but you can't hear. You can't feel your own chest. It's like doing comedy just in space. you get what I'm saying?
How do you feel? How do you react when something doesn't hit? Something doesn't stick? When you're on that fryer?
I've been.
You're already used to it.
It happened last night.
Did it?
Yeah, but just because people are chatting, you know, they're still setting up, and I have to, you know, only a few people are listening.
Yeah.
So you say something, and it's like,
Hello? Is this thing on?
But I've been doing it long enough. I've been beat up enough. I've taken enough punches. I'm there.
Do you like it by now? Bombing. Does it even bother you at this point?
Oh, no, it bothers. I hate bombing. Oh, I hate bombing. That's the worst feeling.
Really?
Bombing feels like the next day. I don't know, you ever break up with somebody and then you find out they're having sex with someone else? And
yeah, that happened last week.
It
kind of
fucks your whole day up. You're like, oh, shit. And you see them on Instagram with someone, it's just like, knowing that about everybody else in the room went on with their lives, but you're still like
thinking about it. It's playing over and over in your head.
I could have,
what could I have done better?
I couldn't find the right frequency. Sometimes you can't find the right. And right. I told the crowd last night, because when I started, I was like, I feel like I'm trying to have sex with you guys, but you're crossing your legs. Like, you won't even, you know, you won't even cross your legs.
Right.
And they laugh, so it's like, yeah.
They love that self-deprecating shit.
Yeah, or just
all
real.
The time.
When they know it's a real moment, they're like, ha, right. Okay, we can latch on to that. But if you come up with, like, hey, I have jokes that I've written, they'd be like,
yeah, exactly, exactly.
Especially Miami, man. Oh, man.
Yeah. And that was a big crowd. How many people showed up last night? Like,
I don't know. Whatever the Fillmore holds, it was
10,000, I guess.
It was up to the top, yeah. And I don't even think they marketed it. I don't know where they got their
audience from. Didn't even know until like a few days ago that it was going to be here in Miami. I knew Khaled was going to host, but I didn't know that it was going to be at the Fillmore. Yeah. You know, not that it would have mattered, I guess. Last show I went to was Louis C.K. when he was down here in March.
Oh, yeah, Louis.
Yeah.
He sold out every day for $50 a ticket. That was pretty good.
Adrian Art Center. And he had some good openers, too, man.
Yeah.
I don't know if
Michelle
you know.
Michelle Wolf. And,
Yeah,
because I was there, too. Michelle got me in, actually. Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Michelle.
She was funny.
Joe
Mackey.
Joe Mackey was,
to me, he had the funniest opening set.
You Joe Mackey?
Yeah, I didn't expect him. He looks like the 40-year-old virgin in real life.
Yeah, and he talks like,
right.
I want to be a real boy. Hey, I'm Joe Mackey.
I made my bank password the N-word. That way I'll never say it, even if I get robbed. Nah, he was super funny, man.
He's like from Pennsylvania. I mean, when he came to New York, he was always so nervous, but he's cool, man. He's a good guy.
Yeah, you know him. That's one of your peers, man.
Yeah, he's
one of
the
best peers ever.
New York is, you know, comedy's a small, like, you have multi-million-dollar comedy people who just hanging out with open mic. Like, people know people in comedy. It's like, it's a small.
The new guys, the new people want to make it a community. And, like, for you vets, that's, like, a nightmare. What do you mean the comedy community? Just a bunch of fucking people sitting down.
It's kind of a brotherhood, like a fraternity.
A brotherhood, yeah.
It's like a fraternity, you know?
Yeah.
But, yeah, there's so many comics now. Like, they've been multiplying.
Yeah.
Like, when I came in, I think there was a boom. But then now it's just every city has over 100 comics.
Yeah.
Everyone has a comedy scene. People are getting into it young. You're meeting teenage comics now. It's like,
yeah.
What?
I mean, the good thing is that it weeds itself out after a while, you know, because there's a lot of unfunny people. There's a lot of people. Most people think they're funny.
Yeah.
You know, but they get on that fryer, and that's a whole different ballgame.
Yeah, that mic, man.
That's a whole different ballgame. That's when you know. JC did an open mic at the Coconut Grove Improv.
I met Paulo Francisco a week before that.
Oh, you did?
He tried my ass in the green room. You know, you got that couple seconds you can say something back, but if you don't, then you just coast.
We actually have a sound bite. I didn't tell you this, but of that night of you.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, check it out.
Yeah.
Years later, a doctor will tell me that I have an IQ of 48 and am what some people call mentally retarded.
Yeah, that was it. You did a good job, man. You did a great job.
I sound suspiciously like Steve Carell, don't I?
Yeah. Kyle, we had to do it. We made you a soundbite, too, on our soundboard.
Oh, what?
Yeah, whenever somebody bombs like that right now, it just happened, we just click this.
Shut the fuck up.
That's it. So that's going to be used
now. That's going to be part of our show from now on.
Yeah, just because we have the really great honor of having you on.
Well, I didn't know that was you until I did a little more research, and I was like, what do you mean that was Kyle? I went back, and I was like, that shit is funny as hell. Oh,
of course it is. Oh, man. JC did open mic, and he never got on again, right?
Because it's just a different...
Coconut Grove Improv. It closed down like a month or two later. Mm. Coincidence.
Yeah, you shut it down, right? Exactly. Mike, you fucking made them go out of business, you fuck. It's your fault. Yeah, it was great. What do you think about this whole OJ shit over there? They caught him trying to do his own TMZ video commenting about the Las Vegas shooting. Like, he had his buddy there with a fucking camera.
Oh, really?
And then a real TMZ camera guy walked up while they were doing that. And then they just jumped in the car and hauled ass. Did you hear about that?
Nah.
That dude is such a fucking douche, man.
He's out of his mind, bro.
Oh, man.
So I think with some of these guys, man, if you do dirt, it'll come out eventually somehow, some weird way. You know what I mean? Like, people who, even people in the industry that are known for being shitty people, shitty, real shitty things just happen to them. Over and over, you know, like Ray Lewis, what, he got off with murdering someone, but now he just, his place in society is weird.
Yeah.
Steve, it's just weird how that's happening to people.
After a while, it all comes out, it all comes back around, and, you know, it's just, that's just the way it is.
I wonder how many people out there still got their shit in the closet, but
oh, many. Many people.
OJ, that's just like the most craziest story ever, just from where he came to where, who he really is. It's like, what?
Yeah, exactly. The black guy, he was trying to be white. He was appeasing to the white people back when he was really popular.
The Naked Gun years?
Yeah, the Naked Gun years. Well, he
from football.
Yeah, he ran a bunch of
being
fucking
able
yards.
To run a ball well, you know?
Yeah. Exactly. He ran over, what, 5,000 miles? Some crazy shit? I mean, not miles, though. Yards. Well, yeah. And then on the reverse side of things, check this lady out. I don't know if you've seen her. A white lady who wants to be black.
Black woman.
Did you see this?
Meet Martina Bing, the white woman who, well, is dead set on becoming a black woman. The 28-year-old has undergone extreme tanning injections to go from this... to this.
Last time I visited it with blonde hairs and white skin, and now I'm a black woman with African hair.
She's not even
she also
American,
said,
like,
yesterday
I mean,
I was with an African hairdresser and got hair extensions with curly African
she's
hair
obviously
to
mental.
Become more and more black woman. That is such a wonderful feeling. Next, I'll have consultations for the button.
I don't mean to bash. I'm not trying to bash. If you want to do this, do it. But it's obvious that they have something wrong with them in their head.
One user on Facebook wrote, "The hell is this? I don't know what I'm more offended by.
It's pitiful." Others, however, came to her defense. Martina, you are beautiful in our color. I don't mind what people do with their lives or body as long as they are happy. So we want to know what's your take on this crazy story. Let us know your thoughts in the comment section. I'm Ashley Williams.
I clap like y'all know me and shit. all right, y'all good people, man. I appreciate the love.
How long was this ago?
Don't you hate when people like look at you and think they know you? Right? Like, they assume they know you. Like, I wear glasses, all right? So people be thinking I'm Urkel and shit, all right? All
right, cut.
And, you know, people think I'm smart. I don't know shit.
I can't.
I just have bad vision. You know what I mean?
Oh shit, really? No, you really do, man. I'm not just fucking saying that. That shit's fucking great. I wish I already look like Mark Wahlberg in his 40s. Like, if I take off this hat, and I think in my head, and I hope to God I look like Mark Wahlberg from The Italian Job. Oh, but it's not. It's not at all the case.
From the, what is it?
Shut the tapes.
The underwear ads. What was the underwear ads?
The Calvin Kleins.
Yeah.
Dude, they hate, for some reason, celebrities, and I put you under this category, too. You guys hate looking at shit, like old shit.
Yeah, especially material, because you know you've gotten better, your style's changed. It's just like watching yourself when you're younger, wearing and doing anything. You're like, such a moron. Look at me. What am I doing?
Yeah. No, but that's what got you there at the end of the day.
Yeah, but that is one thing about comedy. You look back at all the shows you did, and you're like, I can't believe I survived that they even listened to me, because your act is shit.
Yeah, you're international, man.
That means something.
I was looking at your tours, and I was like,
that means something. Mitzi Shore says it. She says it's a sin to support mediocrity, you know, and that's why she's so fucking rough with the comedians. Not anymore, you know, she's older now, but like it's kind of true, man. That's what the comedy game is good for. It just weeds out the unfunny, man, because you just can't. You can't, you know, and that's why you've lasted and continue to be relevant And, you know, thanks. Compared to your peers, I mean, they had you on the fucking BET Awards.
Thanks, man.
That's something, man.
I keep writing, trying to stay in it. Yeah, what else am I going to do?
Right. You got a kid now, right?
Mia and Amaya, yeah.
Both girls?
Yeah.
Who's the oldest one now? Mia? Okay, so you have a baby. You just had a
name. Yeah, a 3-year-old and a 1.5-year-old.
Oh, cool, man. Yeah, congratulations, man.
I said Mia, we named her because we met in Miami, MIA. I met my girl at the Miami Improv.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
wow.
Yeah.
I'm going to name my daughter Tootsies then because that's all. Fucking Diamond or something. But that's cool, man. You're down here, you're living on the beach.
G5. I'm kidding.
How you like living on the beach?
I love it, right? Man. I don't want to, especially moving back from New York to Miami. It's like, it's just better, like, to still have some energy, like some city. You got a city. I mean, Miami Beach isn't a city feel, but it's always something calm. Going on. Mm-hmm. You know, there's a farmer's market on Sundays. And, you know, right. Like last night, I walked to the Fillmore. So it was like, you know, whenever friends are in town, they're always staying somewhere close. I saw D-Ray Davis just on the beach.
Oh, chilling. That's what's up.
Yeah, like the people. Yeah, everyone goes this. It's like people, and I'll look at Instagram and be like, hey, man, you right at the, you next door. Hey,
Alina used to live on the beach, right?
Yeah.
How close to South Beach were you?
I used to live in South. 17th and West.
Okay. Yeah, you were right there by Lincoln Road and all that. That's but it sucks when the hurricane comes around. It's fucking you gotta evacuate and shit.
This hurricane, I didn't think I saw where it was going. I knew we weren't
gonna. Yeah, I know. Yeah.
The same thing, but I thought it was gonna keep going west. And then when it went up.
Yeah, when it went up, that's when I was like, I had a moment of. Straight up from the Keys.
You clenched up a little bit. Yeah.
Yeah, I was like, well,
maybe I'm wrong.
Yeah.
Too late now. We got to stay with the stern, confident face that nothing's going to happen. Yeah. It's fucking crazy, man. What do you think about this whole Las Vegas thing, man? You know, not to get too dark on it, but shit's fucking... Are you for gun control or, like, against it? Or what do you think?
I think it's obvious. People say assault rifles. I don't think we need them, man. It says it's assault rifle, you know. And I do believe the government could lock us down and fucking take us, fuck us. I do believe that's totally possible. I'm not against. But if you have a one automatic, what are you going to do against stealth bombers? And
And drones.
Drones and all the other shit. Like, you know what I mean? You don't have a tank.
Right, exactly.
So, you know.
You're saying we need bazooka. Okay.
Master P. Yeah. Like, what else? No, we need tanks.
Right. Call up Master P.
Yeah, let me get an aircraft carrier or something. Yeah. You're not going to do anything with automatic weapon but hurt people who don't have them. You know what
I mean? Right, exactly. What do you think, Elena?
You ain't fucking with the government.
Are you with guns?
Yeah.
No.
During hurricanes?
No?
Absolutely.
You're from...
From Tajikistan, it's one of the former Soviet Union countries. Well, I grew up in the third world countries.
Did you?
Yeah.
Oh, is that where you learned how?
She's from the hood.
I'm from the hood.
The white hoods are scary. I've been to Europe, man. They got, I'm like, what the fuck?
You just run for your life. No, like my childhood's best friend got gang raped as soon as I left the country. And by the age of like 11, I was nearly raped like 3 times. It was bad.
Shit.
But I was an athlete growing up, so you just like run, literally.
Fuck
me.
Really?
Because you can't outpower a guy.
All right. Yeah. Exactly.
Now I probably can.
Let me see.
Kickboxing, baby.
Oh, yeah, that was pretty quick.
Alina's a great actress. She's going to be in my comedy pilot that we're shooting soon on the 23rd. We'll be shooting. I know you have to go now.
Work.
He's calling. Next time you're going to come through and we'll chat a little more. Thank you for coming. Appreciate it.
Yes,
sir. You,
I'll have it because there is a.
Yeah.
Right there.
All right, so.
Well, you have a good day.
Thanks for coming.
Thank you for coming, Alina.
Nice to meet you.
Chico, you want to get a picture real quick of all of us? Just while we're talking real quick.
Yeah,
Elena,
yeah.
Stick around real quick.
Yeah,
for a second.
Okay.
Here. Don't want to me. So, somebody said, and this is a true story. I got a review from my on my Facebook because I did some gun control post about Las Vegas, like right after it happened. I'm for the control. Ready?
Chico, come from the middle,
Yeah, let's go. I'm for the control. 3, 2, 1. All right. So I get a Facebook notification asking me to review the Mandalay Bay because that's where I tagged myself at. Yeah. Are the people who run in the Mandalay's Facebook page aware of some what's going on here? Why would they ask people to review the next day? Like, what am I going to put? Oh, it was a little bit loud last night. Fucking.
A little dangerous.
Yeah, come on. It just made me think that they have this shit on automatic sometimes. I mean, what the fuck is that about? But, yeah. Like, I got a gun license. It was fairly easy to get it, too. Like, it was harder for me to get food stamps once upon a time than to get a fucking license. That's a true story. But just a little control, a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, some of those weapons. Because people hunt. I know hunting's big. I lived in the country for years with my family, with my grandparents. So guns is just part of the culture.
Right. You know?
But those, all those other rifles, it's just people being fucking scared.
Yeah, dude, it's just too much.
Like they had the guns, those brothers and the guys in Wyoming who got shot up, they had guns. The Branch Davidians had guns. Uh-huh. The government will take them if they want to. You know? So
It's fucking ridiculous, man. But, you know, that's neither here nor there. It'll work itself out. But to bring it back to one last TBT, I know it's fucking Saturday, but I have to ask you about this. Yeah, do you know what's coming? Or?
Yeah, I can see with the party machine. As lead dancer for
the
group Side Effects, tonight's
first. This was the golden age of hip hop type of shit.
This is the second time this week I have to answer for this video.
Really? What was the first time? Where they answered?
Rachel, they had a party. Rachel Fonzie's birthday party.
Rachel, one of these girls? Or?
No, Rachel's a comedian in New York.
Oh, okay.
And we had a birthday, and they pulled up this video on the screen.
Dude, this is classic. There you go on the right, right?
Yeah. Somebody got my... Yeah.
Hey, that's pretty cool, man.
I choreographed it. I did the outfits. And then there's a whipped cream can in the back. I designed that.
Did you? This is dope. Who's this dude? You still talk to him?
He's a firefighter in Boca Raton.
No way. He came out like, my name is blank, and I'm here to say. This was that time. This is that time, man. I love the 80s. I hated the style, but like the clothes and all that. But the 80s is undeniably one of the best fucking generations to ever happen to this earth. But how dope was it? Like, how nervous were? What was more nerve-wracking, this or stand-up?
This, because I would say what it was like 20, 21.
I'll turn it on.
New. But stand-up is more because... You're up there by yourself. Right. Yeah, I was behind the guy. Like, I fucked up a few times in that routine. But, yeah, but you just do another one.
Stand-up is his own animal.
Yeah.
His own, experience.
But that was harder because you have to, remember this shit.
You got to remember the routines and stuff. What was scary is I remember we taped that. Ice-T was there with his girlfriend, the old girl. Remember back when he was with Darlene?
I don't remember his old girlfriend.
Yeah, original Ice-T.
Okay.
The album cover, Darlene was there. And trying to look at her without getting caught by Ice-T was a... Come on, because I met... Have you seen... Look at the album cover. Let me pull her up, Darlene. Ice-T album, his first album cover. Back then, she was like the best... It was like, what? It was like the first time you saw the girl on a Jamaican poster or something. It was like...
Oh, yeah.
You had it there, Darlene.
The fucking Jamaican that's in every barbershop poster.
That one, when we were kids.
With Power?
Yeah, Power.
Oh, wow, look
at her.
Yeah,
I remember we were coming up, that was like, what?
Hell yeah. Darlene Ortiz,
that was his
ex-wife. A Dominican or some shit. Let's see what's up with her.
It's like Mexican. Well, now she's on a podcast with Corey Holcomb.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she's a co-host with...
What does she talk about?
Podcast, that's her right there.
She still could get
she's
it, boy. What does she talk about, though? Let me see what...
She's just like a co-host with Corey while Corey's talking. And
okay.
Corey Holcomb, the comedian.
Co-host. Oh, man. That must be nice.
Yeah, she's pretty good. Now she's, a woman now, conservative, and just like...
Has kids and all that, probably?
Yeah. She has a kid with Ice-T, I believe.
Does she? Oh, man. Yeah, she was pretty. Let's see.
But yeah, back in the day, that was like, what? That was the original Exotics. Like, you see them like, what?
The first Vixen of
Prince
hip-hop.
Had the first exotic bitches. But then...
All right. They said she's American. No shit. But where? From Where the fuck is she?
She's probably Polynesian descent or something.
Is she? Filipino, maybe? She kind of has that Filipino look.
Yeah, she looks, yeah.
Where the fuck is her? Where? No, that's what I hit. It said American.
Yeah, it's her Wikipedia. Ethnic that's background.
She was born 58. No, that's Ice T's fucking Wikipedia.
Nah, what I'm the like fuck? 58.
So you ever get bored and Google yourself?
Bored and Google? Yeah, the other day I was trying to change something wrong on my IMDb.
Hey, man. What was the fact that you were changing?
The credit for this new movie, because what happened was someone else had the part that I got, but then once I got there, I got this part. And then they didn't change it. Yeah, they changed the other guy's name. It's like, hey, nah, bro. I want my credit.
What do you call them?
There's a way you submit it and you whatever. And I guess they just have the original cast list from the movie being made. Because the movie just wrapped production in September. So I don't know. I just think it's maybe a matter of time. I Feel Pretty.
Pretty? Okay. What part were you originally supposed to get?
It was just called Grouper Guy Number 3. But then it was... Then I was still a grouper guy, but it had a name Lyle. It was like I was a guy wearing a scarf or some shit. It was like I had lines, and it was like, yeah.
Okay, and now what's your credit?
Just Lyle.
Lyle. You got a name, good. So Lyle. You weren't just groupie guy number 3.
Yeah, Lyle. Good. Yeah, I got a name.
Yeah, they better change that shit on Wikipedia. So were you able to change it?
No, IMDb.
IMDb, yeah, right. We're waiting for. Yeah, we'll see.
Okay. Look at this shit. We're on TMZ. Jordan Sparks rape allegations against Nelly. What the fuck is this?
Damn.
Look at the picture that they always choose for the fucking people. Yeah. You know what I mean? It's always some fucking...
Who's taking pussy in 2017?
Especially Nelly. Come on. He doesn't have to do that. He snatched up Floyd Mayweather. Floyd Mayweather's ex-girl. Not Tiny. That's T.I. This is that shit. I was looking for this this thing. What do you think about Nelly arrested for rape? No fucking way.
Yeah, even if you're accused, they arrest you.
That's crazy. Nelly is a victim of a completely fabricated allegation, says his lawyer. I am confident once the scurrilous accusation is thoroughly investigated, there will be no charges. That's crazy, man. I was with Nelly when he toured with the Backstreet Boys, New Kids on the Block, a couple years ago. Right. Yeah, he was just always in his fucking room smoking weed with his people. He didn't seem like he was doing anything wrong. But, you know, you never know with these things, you know. Yeah. Fucking.
Yeah, but even then, like, Nelly arrested for rape allegations. He probably just went to the station and they put out, he got arrested.
Yeah.
You know, like, it's all about how they say things sometimes.
Did you hear about...
allegations.
Yeah. And they always get this lawyer. I don't know if it's her, but it's always some that fucking...
It's either her or Madeleine Albright.
Madeleine Albright, yeah.
Well, now there's a new chick that they have. Yeah.
Wow. Did you hear about Cam Newton? What do you think about the Cam Newton shit?
Oh, about him saying with the girls?
Yeah.
He's a young dude, you know what I mean? They just, you forget he's in his 20s, so.
Yeah.
A girl talking pass routes to him might sound a little, I mean, he's out of touch, but. Still, I mean, he's young, you know what I mean?
And he
thinks certain things, and you're a sheltered football player.
Right.
You just think different.
Is there any part of you that thinks that it's fabricated, that the NFL told him to do that to take attention off of the Colin Kaepernick shit?
Nah.
You don't think so? You're not into conspiracies like that? I mean, that wouldn't be a bad one.
I mean, it wouldn't be a bad one, though, but I didn't think of that. What's that?
Conspiracy theories.
Oh, yeah. Jeez,
fucking... I wouldn't put it past the NFL, you know, to try to get away from this whole Kaepernick not being hired shit. I'm all for Kaepernick, you know. I stand during the anthem, you know, because, you know, I have my own reasons, but I... Because
you don't like black people.
Right.
You don't think black lives matter, man?
No, I absolutely do.
It's fucked up, man.
No, now we got our own
shit. I sat here a whole hour, right. Bro. And that's how you feel?
Yeah, no, now we got our own shit. We got Hurricane Maria now. I'm calling in favors. That's why you probably here. You know I'm Puerto Rican.
Oh, yeah. Que bonita bandera.
look at this TMZ at the BET Awards.
Yeah, I think I walked right past it.
Yeah,
right
you
there.
Right there. That's you. Behind Cardi.
I wore my dreads out last night.
What were you wearing yesterday? Not to be Joan Rivers about it, but like what you was looking
at. I was blacked out. I just had on, you know, black button-ups, some black shoes, and some sneakers to be comfortable.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, I looked slim and lean and shit. That's you know, up. Everybody was cool, casual.
Yeah.
The Migos thought I was Dave Chappelle, but like, man.
Yeah.
Like,
well, see? No, Dave's gotten buff. I don't know what steroids he's doing, but he's gotten... Or
just
what
getting
Jimmy's
big.
In.
Probably still
not taking no shit,
probably
nobody.
Still eating meat and lifting weights.
That's right.
Know?
Now he's doing arm curls with that Emmy he won. He was walking the other day on the street, just free, just walking around with the Emmy.
Yeah, it's
like
crazy.
Getting a sandwich and shit. That dude's hilarious, man. Look at our boy Kaepernick right here. Finally got his fucking hair braided. Thank God. He looks a little more presentable like that.
It's a cool look.
Yeah.
Cool look.
Yeah, yeah, that's what's up. How much did you have to drink, and what type of open bar did they have yesterday?
They didn't. There's no alcohol allowed in the Fillmore.
No?
But even backstage, it was so run like it's a TV production, so it was like so business, man. It was in no time to be, like, taking advantage of the craft services. I was just there to, like, working, you know?
Right.
Yeah, you know, because BET's in L.A., so they had all these different offices there. People set up office space, and yeah, it was just people working on the road. It was,
even in the after party, there wasn't no drinks?
Oh, I didn't go to no after party. After the show, it was just like, I went to an open mic comedy show, like a comedy roast battle that they were having on the beach.
I heard about that, yeah, that they roast each other and shit.
Yeah, it was a roast battle. Yeah, I went, because it was local comics, and it was right around the corner from my house.
Okay.
And the Fillmore, so I just went over there.
Yeah, I'm going to start going out to those things. We were talking about that shit, We got to go to more of these stand-up comedy things. But, Kyle, man, I don't want to take up any more of your precious time. I appreciate you coming through, even though you hung over. Well, not hung over.
Yeah, I had beer. I actually had more to drink at the after-hour comedy place that I had at the BET Awards. You know, that's I was expecting to smoke weed. I was like, I'm not going to smoke no weed today. I know I'm going to get high in there. It was none of that. Everybody was focused. People were like, yeah, like really. Even the rappers, everybody seemed like they were just engaged. Like,
but they rap about kilos.
Yeah. All business. People were talking. And, you know, I'm a comic, so whenever I get a gig, like where I'm on set with other people, it's like I have to jump in and be in with it. Like, you know what I mean? I can't be my high comic. I have to be
on point, witty,
on listening, and you know, your paperwork needs to be done. We need you to go upstairs to legal, and so you can. Blah, blah, blah. I'm like, oh, okay. Right.
where do I go to tell jokes?
Yeah. It's like, it's not just,
That's funny, man. Well, so, you make it look easy, brother, and I appreciate you coming through.
Thank you, man.
And come back anytime, and I'm going to follow you definitely everywhere you go, bro.
Cool, man.
Wherever you're at, I'm going to bring some fucking good crib, whatever you need. You know, I'll be your drug dude. No, I can't watch.
Who lives here? This your crib?
Yeah, this is my
crib.
Okay.
Did y'all get, because my brother-in-law lives on 25th, and this whole place got flooded.
We got a little...
y'all didn't get water downstairs?
We did. Yeah, that whole street up to this block right here got flooded. One of our elevators still fucked up. Our crane snapped above the building, so it's like, luckily I'm not on that side. I'm on the left. But yeah, we was here. We was...
But you didn't...
I didn't.
Evacuate.
Well, we just hearing us evacuation.
You ain't evacuate.
We kind of evacuated, you know, but we wasn't too far where I couldn't come back to check up on the place and all that. But you know, the building's been here since what, 2004?
Yeah.
You know, some buildings been up 30 years. Yeah. They've been through some hurricanes, so fuck it, you know.
Yeah,
you know, as long as the foundation was fine, you know, I don't give a fuck. But yeah, man, thank you very much for coming. Plugs, where you gonna be at this next month? What you got going on?
Where am I gonna be? I'll be somewhere in. Oh, I'm at a theater in Fort Pierce on Saturday the 14th.
Somewhere in Fort Pierce?
Yeah, I forgot the name of the theater. It's a it's a nice small little theater in Fort Pierce.
It's probably the only
Saturday
theater
Fort,
in Fort Pierce.
Yeah, Fort Pierce. So if you're in Fort
the
Pierce,
only Saturday fucking theater
14th,
in Fort Pierce. Right.
October 25th at Fire and Ice.
Okay.
On South Beach.
Which you do every month?
Yeah, we do it every month. And then so far we've been doing Ricky's on South Beach every Tuesday. There's a comedy show.
Every Tuesday.
It's a place for comics to work out and just have fun, have a few drinks and shit. And I'll be on the road and see me in a new movie next year. And Yeah, I'm going to keep rising and shining.
Yeah. You're at kylegrooms.com or .net?
.com was taken by some moron, and they're not even using it. And I can't get it back.
They're trying to
hold it hostage.
Yeah, I'm looking for that
fucker. They're going to sell it. They're trying to sell it for a few stacks. That's
he's
it.
Like,
that's
he's like, fuck Kyle.
Yeah, that's right. All right, so .net, you're on Twitter, you're on Instagram,
yeah.
At Kyle Grooms.
Kyle Grooms, yeah, KYLEGROOMS.
Okay, cool, yeah, man.
All the platforms.
All the platforms, that's what's up, man. Netflix need to have you on there for another special.
Yeah, I think I'm ready for another special, man. I gotta
we ready for another
stuff,
one of your
you
special,
know?
For sure.
I got some hot shit I've been working on,
talk
man.
About the BT shit, talk about Cardi B's ass, talk about all that shit. You know what I mean? Can you sign my CD of yours that I got here?
Sure, man.
Thank you, brother.
That's another Jersey Devil.
Yeah. You remember that one?
Yeah, I remember this. Please ignore the awkward shirtless photo of me on the inside. Though.
You were being creative. I'm all about that.
I was going through something like that. You know, I was like smoking weed, man.
Yeah, man. Well, that's what it is. JC, plugs. JC, have you been sleeping the whole time?
No.
Chico, I appreciate you. You're the man. Thank you, Alina, coming through. And we'll see y'all next Saturday. We're going to upload this by Monday. Thank you, brother. That's and that's it. Boom, we out. Peace.
Later.